Hi, the question for our patient, Malcolm Companion, MalColpennington. Malcolm Pennington is here for a follow-up evaluation. He was last seen on 3/31/2022, and the patient visits for a follow-up evaluation report that he has a 70% improvement in all his symptoms since the time of accident. He attributes them to the ongoing physical therapy and the injection treatment that he received. He has a residual pain in the neck, right shoulder, lower back, right sacroiliac joint, right knee, and also in the right hip. Recently, he had an MRI done for the right knee and hip that will be discussed today in the plan of care. The patient reports no radiation of pain to the arms or the legs. No numbness tingling is reported. Pain level is now 3 to 5 most of the time and is tolerable. Rarely it becomes 7, especially when he's lifting his arms. Patient is able to go up to 2 blocks in walking. His range of motion of the right shoulder has improved to 180 degrees without pain and is a substantial strength in the right upper extremity. And 70 to 80% improvement is listed by the patient. ADLs are still affected in the area of general activity and walking ability, sleep and enjoyment of life to the tune of 7. Mood is affected to 6. The patient has following symptoms in the system review. He has no headaches, no dizziness, vertigo, no vision disturbance or double vision. No blackout seizures are reported, no loss of balance, no loss of equilibrium, and no loss of memory. However, patient suffers from anxiety and some panic when riding a car and difficulty sleeping. In the pain and numbness, patient has just a stiffness in the right shoulder, neck, and lower back, as well as pain in the lower back, mid-back, upper back, and neck, and right shoulder. He has some pain in the right hip and right knee and slight difficulty walking beyond two blocks. In the GI, patient has incontinence of the bowel but no stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. He has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation. In the GE, patient has incontinence of the urine but no frequency or painful urination or blood in the urine. In respiratory, patient has no asthma or trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports substantial improvement in the pain. And no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss in last 30 days. No other trauma is reported. Pain medications are none except Tylenol 3 and 4. Substance abuse, patient is utilizing marijuana for generalized pain relief. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, blood pressure is 142 over 129. Pulse is 85 and pulse ox is 99. The patient rest of the physical examination will be identical to the previous visit of 3/31/2022, dictation number 0331-020. With the following changes in the physical exam, kindly make a note that in musculoskeletal examination, spine tenderness is not present at the sacroiliac joint and no other spine tenderness. The range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. The forward flexion is 60, extension is 60, bilateral side flexion 45, and bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, range of motion side forward flexion is 60, extension is 25, bilateral side flexion is 30, bilateral rotation is 30. Hyperextension was not painful, and there were no tenderness of any spine. In the cervical spine, all the signs are negative at this time. Hoffman sign was negative, Sperling sign is negative, and Lerner test is negative, distraction test negative, Sotal test is negative, myelopathy signs are absent. Regarding the thoracic spine, the Roos test and slump test are negative. The lumbar spine shows the following. Brudzinski-Kernick test is negative, straight leg raising test is negative, contralateral leg raise test negative, Bregar test is negative, Kemp test negative, Brudzinski sign is negative. In the sacroiliac joint, most of the tenderness is absent, and the patient has negative Gonsalon test, Faber test is negative, Trendelberg sign is negative, standing flexion test negative, and iliac compression test negative. In the examination of the right shoulder, it is found that there are no tender points in the entire shoulder. On inspection, shoulder appears to be completely normal. On palpation, there are no tenderness or capitis or any other noise voices. There is no dislocation. There is no spasm, and the testing for supraspinatus muscle was negative. Hacking Kennedy test is negative. Speed test, knee test are negative. In the right hand and wrist is a completely negative examination. The motor power is now 5/5. Carpotunnel compression test is negative. Tunnel sign, phalanx sign is negative. In the knee, the right knee has a slight tenderness with a normal range of motion of 140 degrees of flexion. Collateral ligaments are not tender. Motor power is 5/5. Valgus varus abnormality is not present. Anterior drop, posterior drop is negative. McMurray sign is negative. Steinman is negative. Patellar apprehension is negative. The gait is completely normal. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan of care. The patient has a high blood pressure on today's visit and he is referred to his primary care doctor for the management of the blood pressure. Number two, patient can report that he is benefiting from the laser treatment at the physical therapist, so he will continue his physical therapy at 2 times per week. His disability still continues as before with the housework replacement, work disability, and transportation help. In addition, patient will continue the following medication, which are Celebrex 200 mg once a day for anti-inflammatory, pregabalin 50 mg for neuropathy and headache, tizanidine 4 mg for muscle relaxation, tramadol ER 100 mg twice a day for pain relief, Lunesta 1 mg 30 tablets for pain relief for sleeping, and then Exid 20 mg tablet twice a day for the stomach pain protection, Voltaren gel 3% and lidocaine patch 5% are also advised. 2 refills are given to the patient. His labs were reviewed and his labs from the past have been reviewed. New labs have been ordered to make sure that he is not abusing any drugs. Other than that, the patient is stable. His case is quite an old case of a year of 2019. He was injured on 12/19/2019. And we are hoping that his case will be now resolved. In addition, patient has been informed about all his MRIs and all his test reports, and entire plan of care was again discussed. He recently had an MRI of the knee, which shows a positive posterior horn of the middle meniscus is torn, as well as inner margin tear in the body of middle meniscus and superiorly flipped meniscal fragment along the lateral gutter associated with lateral meniscus. In addition, the patient is having a normal hip except for arthritis. He was informed about these issues. He has been informed about the surgical repair for the meniscus, which he has declined. He is not interested in any injection treatment at this time. He is not interested in any surgical treatment at this time. For any of the spine, he has had 5 epidural injections for the lumbar, after which he reported complete relief in the pain, and sacroiliac joint also he has no pain, and at this time cervical spine he was scared to get any injection. He also has absolutely rejected any idea of seeing a surgeon for consultation at this time. So the patient is technically completely recovered. His physical therapy will be now cancelled or limited to once a week. And I believe we have provided all the services that we could. Patient has been given an option if he chooses to get additional cortisone injection for the lumbar, cervical spine, or sacroiliac joint. We'll be more than happy to do that. Thank you.